caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in. Today, we have a wonderful program with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of a wonderful company called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be back. And as always, hopefully we can share some great information with your listeners today and look forward to doing that.
All right. And a little early, Merry Christmas. I mean, it's coming like really fast.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's hard to believe another year has gone by, but wish everyone Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And
absolutely.
Hope you have some great time with your family.
All right. If you want to reach out to Ben, you may need the services today. You may need them in a few months or 6 months or even 12 months. Write the number down, 855-291-5005. That's Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. You could also go online. It has a wonderful, wonderful website, homedownsizing.com, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, this listening audience is very, very studious. I've learned this over the years. I'll have someone give me a call and say, hey, I want to talk to you about your services. I heard you, and they'll say when they heard a particular program, like, I'm not kidding, like a year or two ago. And so they're very studious. They make a note of that, either a mental note or an actual note, and then they reach out. So even if it's down the line. So let's talk today about, and we had talked about this over lunch earlier, what types of professionals out in the marketplace could you be a really valuable or maybe even a value-added resource to? We were talking about that.
I think the number of other professionals that deal with someone that wants to sell a house and transition into either a smaller home, apartment, or apartment community, any type of senior living community, whether that's actually a real estate agent, a traditional real estate agent, a moving company, a senior move manager, a senior placement such as yourself, elder law attorneys or estate attorneys, anyone that has a position or shares in helping that senior or their family transition from their home into a new home or apartment, I think I can be of value to them and their client.
Okay. And let's remind our audience of your services. You would come in and make an evaluation and assessment. And if it makes sense for both parties, you would offer to buy the home in an as-is condition for cash. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's our primary service, is to actually buy the house. Certainly in situations where that's not the best solution, or the seller doesn't decide that that's the way that they want to go, we can still introduce them to other real estate professionals that can help them. Because I do have a real estate license, we can do that. Mm-hmm. And so my goal is always to provide the best solution for them as possible and what they need.
And, you know, that. Absolutely. And you know, what we've talked about this before. You said that you've gone into situations where you've advised this is probably better off for you to go to a traditional retail market, a realtor type of an approach and list it on the MLS and all of that versus selling it as is.
Correct. I've certainly done that over the years, hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Have referred hundreds of people to a traditional real estate agent. But even in situations, we've even had a few situations where I had no idea why they would call me. The house was a nice house or fairly nice, maybe a little dated, but otherwise was really didn't need what would be perceived as a cash home buyer.
Yeah.
But the sellers just didn't want to go the traditional route. They didn't want strangers coming into their house.
Yep.
They didn't want to worry about whether the buyer could get a loan or not, or whole house inspections or appraisals or any of that. They just wanted to be done. And they recognize that they probably wouldn't get as much or quite as much from someone like me mm-hmm. as if they had listed the house. But again, that's where the benefits that we provide were of value to them. Mm-hmm. And they determined that was the way that they wanted to go.
You know, and that's a good point, because not all homes are in a situation where we've talked about this before, where they need, you know, new flooring. They need the roof replaced. They need a foundation repaired or peering. Or there could be tens of thousands of dollars of repair and updates and upgrades that that need to be done. But that's not always the case.
Correct. It's not always the case. Certainly, if there are situations where there are updates or repairs to be done or that needs to be done, especially if there's repairs that need to be done in order for a house to get to have a buyer be able to get a loan on the house, that certainly becomes a big item there, and very expensive items. As I've even found out recently, that things are just a lot more expensive than what they were just a few years ago for repairs.
Kind of takes your breath away.
Yes, it does.
And I don't know where all of these people have gone to work. I've whined about it before on the show. There used to be a lot of folks in the area of staffing for, you know, home care services and these sort of things, and they're about half of them are gone. I don't know where they went or what they're doing. And it seems to be that way also in the trades. There are fewer and fewer people working in the trades in construction and plumbing, electricity, and or, you know, electricians, et cetera, and so you could be waiting for months to get your roof replacement in the queue to get that done. You could be waiting for months on any of these home repairs or updates or renovations or anything else.
That's correct. And if you and I think that's one of the things that a lot of people and even a lot of agents, I don't know that necessarily they understand too well, is especially if you have a person that's been in their house for decades. And maybe it's the in-town or out-of-town family that is responsible for trying to get their parent or a loved one into a senior community. Who's going to call the multiple contractors to get multiple bids that you hope are going to be something that you can afford to pay? And then who's going to oversee the contractor that you actually do choose to go with when they can get your job fixed, fitted into their schedule? And who's going to ensure that what they're doing, what the work that they're doing, is going to be what you're paying for? There's great contractors out there, but if you don't manage this whole process, or if somebody doesn't manage this whole process, it can turn into a very expensive, not very fun time. Not to even mention who wants to live in a construction zone if you're doing some major repairs. So there are a lot of components here to think about for a person that wants to go in that direction, which can be very rewarding, but just be aware of what that entails.
Well, and I don't know too many of us who are really qualified to become, at that point, you become the general contractor and you're managing all of these specialists, HVAC people, roofers, plumbers, electricians, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It goes drywall installers, painting crews. That's not easy. And I don't know of too many people who would really be qualified or comfortable really genuinely becoming the general contractor. That sounds like a nightmare to me.
It can turn into it if you're not versed in it, if you don't have the right people that you're dealing with. If you have great people, that obviously helps a lot. But, just go into it with your eyes open. And if a person doesn't want to do that, that's one of the reasons why we buy houses.
Okay. And so just to put a cap on that, so if you work in the area of elder law, if you work with estate planning firms, if you work with a home care, if you're a home care provider, if you're a hospice provider, maybe you work with senior move managers, or maybe you're even another realtor that you work in the traditional, you know, retail real estate market, you're gonna all of these professions are going to be working with people who may be interested in selling their house as is and for cash. And if you want to have that value-added service provided by Ben Socheck, here's the phone number. Write it down, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. We could go online at homedownsizing.com. And I'll tell you what, I've referred some of my clients to Ben. He has taken excellent care. They were just 5-star reviews. And I'll tell you what, it's a referral that that you shouldn't hesitate to make, for sure. All right. Now on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Someone working in the business of senior care would be an ideal candidate to own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Someone working in the business of senior care would be an ideal candidate to own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. And Ben, we probably caught a few folks off guard with that one. So why is it that someone working in the business of senior care, why is it that that person would be an ideal candidate to own and operate their very own Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
That's a great question, Steve. When I created the franchise, or I guess created the franchise is the right word or term for that. From Home Downsizing Solutions that I've been doing for a long time, I envisioned a person that is already working with seniors, especially with the transition from a house to, again, an apartment or senior living community, already a part of that process, already knows the needs of someone or a family that is in that situation, but would like to add the real estate component to their business, or likes the real estate component of that process and would like to become or make that their business. And so I thought Home Downsizing Solutions, to offer a franchise to people that are in that situation, already very knowledgeable about the process, would be an ideal fit for that.
Because, I mean, they're already working with the person who owns the house. If you're working with a senior, it's very likely that you're also working with maybe some of their family members. Usually the adult children, it could be one or it could be multiple siblings helping out their parents. So they're already very involved in that, in some part of that. Of that issue of providing care for the senior, helping them move to, you know, like you said, a senior living community or whatever the case may be. So they're already involved, and now you can add the real estate component of that whole process. If that is resonating with you, I would reach out right away to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions and just say, hey, Ben, I heard you on the radio and I'd like to learn more about your franchising opportunity. You would call 855-291-5005. You could also go to, he has an excellent website, homedownsizing.com, and you could fill out a contact form there and get in touch with Ben that way as well.
Kind of to add to that too, I think that person that is already involved with the transition to an apartment or senior living community also probably knows a lot more about that situation and their needs, especially relating to the real estate. If the family or the senior themselves were to call a traditional agent just out of the blue, mm-hmm. or another home buying company out of the blue, they're not going to know what their real needs are. They know that there's a house that needs to be liquidated, but other than that, they're not going to know a whole lot about that. And in most home buyer company situations, they're just going to throw one cash offer at them. Whereas if they are involved with the family, the senior, they know what their needs are. As I've been able to offer in the past, not just a cash offer, but we can also turn that house into an income stream to make monthly payments to a person or to make other types of arrangements that fit their unique situation. So that's another reason I thought a person already involved with that transition to senior living would be an ideal candidate for the franchise.
And that is excellent. All that is very, very true. Another thing that I really, really, truly appreciate about you and Home Downsizing Solutions, your service of buying a house as is for cash. You take what you want. You just walk away. You can take care of all the rest of the stuff in the house that they don't. They're like, look, I don't want to deal with all this stuff. You can take care of a lot of other things for them. But the bottom line is, if there's a timing situation, and I'll tell you, we're going to have a lot of timing issues in the next 3 months because we're heading into the peak demand of the entire year, January, February, and about halfway into March. That represents the peak demand for all these senior living communities. Well, if someone needs to sell their house and then they're going to use that the proceeds to help them pay for senior care, well, what if they sell the house to Home Downsizing Solutions? And what if they have to wait a couple of 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 weeks for their senior living community?
That's another great benefit that we offer, is that they don't have to worry about that catch-22. We can buy the house right away. We can get them their funds right away, but they don't have to move immediately. They can make that transition when that room opens up or that apartment opens up, and so that it's a much more seamless transition, a much less stressful transition. And they don't have to worry about a bridge loan or anything like that if that was going to be needed in the past.
So that's fantastic. So one of the largest assets, and maybe the largest asset for most people, would be the value of your home in your house. So you sell the house, again, as is for cash. This is a net situation. You don't have to worry about $50,000 in repairs and updates and all of that. You take your money. You can now pay. That helps you pay for your senior care. And then if you have to wait a little bit for, like you said, your room, your apartment to become available, you can still stay in the house. And that is very, very rare. That's very unique with Ben Socek and Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And speaking of your website, you've added another value-added tool onto your website. Tell us about that.
The one thing that I think is always a concern is a person will ask, what can I get from my house if I sell it as is? Because they're probably trained to think that they have to do repairs and have to do updates in order to sell it in the first place, much less get a good price for it. And so what I came up with was an explanation of different ways that people are valuing houses. And I think a very simplified way is to go to getmyhousevalues.com, which will explain how most people value houses and is an easy way to get an idea of what the value of your house is going to be in those different conditions. So getmyhousevalues.com, and we'd be happy to help you out any way that we can.
So I'm interested in selling my house as is. I don't know what it's worth in its current condition. I don't know if it's worth waiting for months and work in becoming a general contractor and getting all these things fixed. I mean, if I go into the retail market, am I going to get my money back? A lot of times the math would say no on that, but you have to figure all this out. What is my value of my house? Getmyhousevalues.com, and that'll take care of it. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you and your family, and it was great to see you again.
Thank you, Steve. Same to yours and same to all the listeners. Have a great Christmas and holidays and enjoy time with your family. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So had something take place last week. And the more I think about this, the more I think I need to share the experience with you and give you a huge warning about this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So I'm working with a very nice family with my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And in the quick backstory is that this wonderful couple, they've taken care of her mom in their home for over 5 years. And I'll tell you what, if you've ever been a caregiver, that's a long time. And they've done a really good job, that fantastic job. But everyone has a limit, and they're maybe you could go for 6 years. Maybe you could only last for 2 years. There are a lot of different factors that would go into that. But the bottom line is they've done a fantastic job. They've kept her mother at home for 5 years. And that's a very, very good thing. But guess what? They're getting really, really tired. And they've been doing this for a long, long, long time. And so now they are interested in looking into the possibility of moving mom into a senior care community. Here in the next, you know, several months, maybe 3 to 6 to 8 or 9 months. So they know that they're coming up to their threshold, and they're pretty much there already, okay? So that's kind of the background. Then, unfortunately, mom has a fall. Mom has to go to the hospital. This is unexpected. These things happen all the time. And they were working in a proactive approach with Senior Care Consulting. They listened to the radio program and they said, we really agree and believe in that proactive approach. And so we want to work with you on this. So that's what we were doing. But all of a sudden, we had a situation where we may need a place a lot sooner than previously expected. So mom goes into the hospital and she's there for, you know, a number of days. And at the same time, I'm working with the family to identify skilled nursing and rehab for the therapy, post-hospital therapy. And then the idea is probably, not 100% sure, but probably then go ahead and just stay there for long-term care and maybe not come back home. Probably not come back home because, again, they've been caregivers for a long time. They're really tired and they're just worried about, you know, mom has fallen in the middle of the night. They're not getting any sleep because they're worried about her getting up and all the things that caregivers go through. This is very, very common. So she's in the hospital and then they talk to the discharge person and the discharge person says they instruct the family, we will be sending your mother to acute rehab therapy at a rehab hospital. She will be going there tomorrow. Like, wait, what? They never discussed this with the family. No mention, no nothing. They instructed them, this is what will be happening. As though they are steering this patient to a provider. We had some serious concerns that the therapy provided at that acute level would be too much and too intense for her, and she wouldn't be able to keep up. So at the same time, again, nothing was discussed. The patient was not given a choice. There was no discussion on anything. This is where she will be going. Not supposed to work like that, by the way. So she goes to the acute rehab hospital. And then at the same time, we're out looking for the skilled nursing and rehab that can also provide long-term care where she and at some point it became very, very apparent that she's going to need to stay there long-term care. And then they're not going to be able to bring her back. She's weakened now. Now we're going to introduce a wheelchair into and transfers. Went to a two-person transfer and all sorts of other issues that are now present. So now they know she can't come home. She's going to have to stay in long-term care. So we're out. We are out going through the senior care consulting process of vetting our top three options. The family chose an excellent provider. Excellent provider. I think it's the place that I would have chosen as well. This was just a great place. And again, the idea is to be discharged from the rehab hospital, the acute level of rehab, step that down to a little better, more tolerable, better pace of skilled nursing and rehab therapy, where we think she'll do better there because it's less stressful, it's less intense, it's less demanding, probably a little better pace for her, frankly. And then when she finishes up her therapy, she'll be staying there long-term care. So we're excited. We have a plan. We've chosen a place. And we're ready to go. Then I get a call from my client. Steve, the doctor, we found out the doctor just wrote a discharge order, discharge to home with home health care. I'm like, what? That's not what we had talked about. He goes, no, absolutely not. We don't think that we're going to be able to take care of her at home, and no one talked to us about this. So here's the second time that orders were just given and barked out without any discussion with the family, not a word. When she discharges, she's discharging to home with home health. The doctor that wrote that order hasn't had sleepless nights for the last 12 months. That doctor doesn't take care of her 24 hours a day for the last 5 years. That doctor doesn't wake straight up, sitting straight up in bed at 3 a.m. after hearing a boom, a thud, wondering, was that just something else in the house or did mom have a fall again? And then and rush to her room, holding your breath, hoping she's all right. The doctor hasn't done any of that. So guess what? The doctor does not get to make the decision that mom's coming home with home health care. Not his call. It's the family's and the patient's choice. That's it. It always has been. It will always be. But again, not discussed with family. So he said, well, what should I say? Tell them they need to change the order to discharge to skilled nursing and rehab. She's not coming home. So they were able to get that done. Now back to another discharge person. They told her where they wanted that order to be sent. You're going to send her there? Oh boy. Well, I mean, they always decline our referrals and there's this other place that it's some other places that I think would be better. Trying to steer them again, a different provider, trying to steer the family to some other place they know nothing about after we've done all of our work and the family is set with their plan. And it makes you wonder, why are they steering to a particular provider? What could the motivation be? So the family is in a panic. Every other day, they get thrown these curveballs and they're just in a panic and super stressed out. So they call me and I said, that is not their call. You are representing the patient with power of attorney. Mom agrees. And you tell them, to send the darn referral where you want it sent. So guess what? They sent the referral, and guess what happened? The place they chose accepted their mother. No problem. Smooth as glass. But all of these people putting this family who's already stressed out because they have to move their mom to long-term care, putting them through all of this stress. So the warning is, understand that it is the patient's right and the family's right to choose your provider and choose where they're going to go and the plan of care. And you have to be involved in this process. And if it's going any other way, if they're being steered, you're being told what to do, that's not right. And you need to push back and make it right. Get involved in that plan. And that's the bottom line. It's the patient's right to choose.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
Okay. I'll be back with a whole lot more here in just a minute.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, then just let me put a cap on that consumer alert. It's the patient's right to choose. It always has been. It always will be. The discharge people, and it could be a lot of different titles, a lot of different personnel, but the person helping out, you know what they're legally allowed to do? They're legally allowed to hand you an alphabetized list of providers, and then you get to choose one. They're not allowed to weigh in with their snarky comments or remarks. They're not allowed to steer you in a different direction. Again, makes you wonder what the motivation for that steering is, doesn't it? They are required and responsible for discussing all discharge plans or transition to another level of care, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is their job to discuss that with you and to find out what you want to do. What a novel idea, right? So if you're getting the runaround and being told what to do in the hospital with zero input, with no talking to you, that's not right. And you need to jump in and insert yourself and be aggressive with that. And let them know your thoughts and what you want to do. This should be a little bit of a collaboration for sure. But the bottom line is it's always the patient's choice. And by extension, if the patient is unable to participate in that and you have proper power of attorney, then it's the family speaking on behalf of the patient. It's their right to choose. All right. I was asked this question again, and I'll tell you what, I'm really enjoying answering it. Had another wonderful referral partner out in the community look me straight in the eye and say, "Steve, why should I refer to Senior Care Consulting rather than refer my client to one of these free referral services?" And I thank them for that question. And here's what that says to me and what it should say to you as well, is over the past few years, there are so many free, and I'm putting my air quotes up because they're not free, but free referral services out there, that this has almost become kind of commonplace or accepted. So I appreciate the question, why should we refer our clients to Senior Care Consulting rather than a free referral service? So I looked him square in the eye and I said, you know, I could talk to you about that for an hour, but let me just cut to the bottom line. When you or if you refer one of your clients to any of the free referral services, every single time you will have this question. Did they take my client to the best place for them? or did they take my client to the place that pays them the highest commission? And his eyebrows went up. And he's like, you know, I hadn't really thought about it that way. And I said, I know you haven't. That's why I appreciate you asking that question. And I said, if I could be even more succinct, they're free to you because they don't work for you. You see, here's the truth. You work for who pays you. So they're free to you because they don't work for you. They work in concert with their business partners, their partner communities. They generate income by taking your client to their partner community. And if your client chooses that partner community, that partner community pays the free referral service up to 100% of the first month's cost. So say, for example, I know for a fact that one of these free, air quote, free referral services charge a 90% commission. Some people would call that a kickback. If the place is $7,000 a month and they get 90% of it, guess what? By taking your client to one of their partner communities, where their partner community signed a contract saying we'll pay you 90%, that's going to equal a $6,300 kickback or commission, a referral fee, whatever you want to call it. And I he was just blown away. He just didn't understand this because they're very smooth when they explain all this. It is a gross conflict of interest to be paid by the place you recommend, period. That's it. Oh, well, Steve, we take our clients to places that aren't on our list. Okay. And you know what? Once in a while, maybe they do. But here's another fact. I have access to publicly available documents showing that there are lots, and I mean lots, of free, air quote, free referral services earning six figures, multiple six figures every year. And the way they earn their multiple six figures is by taking your client to their partner community and convincing them to choose that one. And that partner community pays them a gigantic kickback. And that's how they generate the revenue. And it's a fact. It's irrefutable. So if you are one of the business professionals in the community, ask yourself the question, am I comfortable continuing to refer my clients to one of these free referral services? I'd like to propose an alternative. And I told this gentleman, I said, when you refer your clients to Senior Care Consulting, that question, it does not exist. Because we do not receive any reimbursement from any senior care provider. We work directly for our clients because they pay us a reasonable flat fee for service. And we roll out the red carpet for our clients. That we really do. It's amazing. If this is catching your attention, if you would like to learn more about Senior Care Consulting and how we can help you and your family, or if you're a business professional and you're like, you know what, I don't like that conflict of interest, thank you for enlightening me. I want to discuss referring my clients to Senior Care Consulting. You can reach out at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. You can also visit online at SeniorCareConsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.